Chapter 15. Frankenstein's narrative continues. The monster stopped speaking and waited for an answer. "I refuse to do it," I said. "Go away. I have given you your answer. I will never create another being like you."
"You are wrong," said the monster. "But instead of being angry, I will reason with you. I am bad because I am sad. Everyone hates me. Why should I pity human beings when they do not pity me? If people would be kind to me, I would be kind to them. But that cannot be. If I cannot have love, I will have revenge. All I ask is a female like myself. We will be monsters, alone in the world, but we will have each other. Our lives will not be happy, but they will be harmless. Do not refuse me."
I was moved. As his creator, it was my duty to make him happy if I could. He saw the change in my expression and said,
"If you agree, I will go with my wife to the forests of South America. We can live on berries. We can sleep under the trees."
His words made me pity him. But when I looked at his face, I felt nothing but disgust. After thinking for a long time, I said, "I will do it. You must promise to leave Europe forever as soon as I give you a female to go with you. And you must promise to stay away from human beings."
"I promise,"
cried the monster.
"Go home and begin your work. I will watch you, and when you are ready, I will appear."
With these words, he left me. I saw him go down the mountain at great speed. He disappeared over the river of ice as the sun was setting.